You'd, well, at least say, here, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What you do to it.
We might. Here they come.
Yeah, well, there they are.
Are these dogs pure-blood dogs?
No, they just them old curs. Well, that black one might be purebred. I don't know what stock he is, but he come down here from Oklahoma City. Some of them, I think one of my son-in-laws brung him down here when he's a little pup.
Huh. Do you have poisonous snakes around here?
Yeah, we've got them cottonmouth water moccasins.
Huh. You have those around your tank?
Yeah. But we haven't got any rattlesnakes here, but some right here in about 10 or 12 miles of us.
Huh.
A lot of them over here in these hills.
How about the cottonmouths?
Are they thick? They claim they're about as poisonous as a rattlesnake. I don't know.
Huh.
But they call them cottonmouths because they're... When they throw that old mouth open, it's just white on the inside.
Yeah.
I guess that must be a nickname, but that's what they call them.
People around here been bitten by those?
Well, not lately. I was bitten by a snake when I was just a little bitty boy. I can remember it, and I come very near dying, I know that.
Huh.
I had to go get a doctor. That's when you went in a horse, you know, or a buggy. And I guess that old man saved my life when they got him there.
Hmm.
But I was just small, but I know I like to die.
Because
about a month before I could do any, get around or do anything, like to kill me.
Huh. What was it, a cottonmouth?
Well, we don't know what kind of snake it was. In some high weeds, I guess it was.
Uh-huh.
Didn't see the snake.
You just whanged you one, huh?
Yeah, bit me right along there somewhere. That barefooted.
Huh.
That's when they went barefooted, you know.
Yeah. That's good for your feet.
Yeah. But them old rattlesnakes bite you, I guess they'd kill you if you didn't do something, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I expect. I've been close, but I haven't been bitten yet, thank goodness. Oh, if you're going to raise cattle, what animals do you need? You need a cow and...
Well, you'd have to have cows and bulls if you're going to raise cattle.
Uh-huh. When you were a boy, would you talk about a bull if there was a woman present?
Well, not too much is a rule, of course. They'd always talk that way out around a lot or somewhere, the men would, you see.
Yeah.
And wouldn't, but sometimes you might talk some before them.
Did you say bull then?
Yeah.
Or did you have another word?
Well, if they had another word, some people would call them surlies.
Yeah.
But these old timers would call them bulls. I've heard old fellas, the women too talk about a surly last night come up to the house. Wouldn't come right out and say bull and say, I hear the surly out here last night. Right up there, that's what you see. Any cattle? No, I don't know as I've seen them, but I hear the surly out here last night.
You just don't want to say it, huh?
Yeah.
What would you call a calf who's lost his mother?
A what?
A calf that's lost its mother.
Well, I guess you'd have to call him a doggy, would you?
Yeah. And what do you call it when a cow is going to give birth to a calf?
Well, you'd say she's springing. You mean before she had the calf?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'd just say that old cow's springing off of heavy.
Uh-huh.
That's just before she'd have it.
Uh-huh.
And if she's just showing a little, you say, well, you can kind of tell she's going to have a calf. She's springing a little.
Uh-huh. That means
yeah.
Spreading out.
Yeah.